I'd given the pilot control over 5 of the lasers in our defensive ring. They couldn't do much good, though. A gigawatt laser pumps out 1 billion kilowatts per second at a range of 100 meters. 1,000 clicks up, though, the beam was attenuated to 10 kilowatts. Might do some damage if it hit an optical sensor, or at least confuse things. We could use another fighter, or 6. Use up the drones, I said. We did have a fighter, of course, and a swabby attached to us who could pilot it. It might turn out to be our only hope, if they got us cornered in the stasis field.
How far away is the other guy? Charlie asked, meaning the fighter pilot who had turned tail.
I cranked down the scale, and the green dot appeared at the right of the display.
About 6 light hours.
He had 2 drones left, 2 near to him to show as separate dots, having expended 1 in covering his getaway. He's not accelerating anymore, but he's doing 0.9G.
Couldn't do us any good if he wanted to.
He'd almost a month to slow down. At that low point, the light that stood for our own defensive fighter faded out.
Shit.
Now the fun starts. Should I tell the troops to get ready? Stand by to go topside?
No. Have them suit up in case we lose air, but I expect it'll be a little while before we have a ground attack.
I turned the scale up again. 4 red dots were already creeping around the globe toward us. I got suited up and came back to administration to watch the fireworks on the monitors. The lasers worked perfectly. All 4 drones converged on us simultaneously, were targeted and destroyed. All but 1 of the Nova bombs went off below our horizon. The visual horizon was about 10 kilometers away, but the lasers were mounted high and could target something at twice that distance. The bomb that detonated on our horizon had melted out a semicircular chunk that glowed brilliantly white for several minutes. An hour later, it was still glowing dull orange, and the ground temperature outside had risen to 50 degrees absolute, melting most of our snow, exposing an irregular dark gray surface. The next attack was also over in a fraction of a second, but this time there had been 8 drones, and 4 of them got within 10 clicks. Radiation from the glowing craters raised the temperature to nearly 300 degrees. That was above the melting point of water, and I was starting to get worried. The fighting suits were good to over 1,000 degrees, but the automatic lasers depended on low-temperature superconductors for their speed.